you woke up in the morning and your husband was sitting at the breakfast table with you and it was just a normal everyday breakfast and you didn't know that he was going to die that day, you would have regret. You would have sadness that you never got to say goodbye. It's a normal reaction, and it's something that anyone who loses someone looks back on and thinks, what if I had just, if I had known that that time we made love was going to be the last time, that last kiss, that last hug, if I had known that that was the end, I don't know if I would be better prepared. But not having the opportunity to say goodbye to someone, or fuck you to someone, or talk it out like normal human beings do when they break up, it leaves victims with that same feeling as a death. It leaves them wondering, what if things had been different? And I want to encourage you, if you had that situation, because I certainly did. I never got the opportunity to really know that my divorce was going to go as bad as it did, that I would never talk to this motherfucker again. At first I was really sad. I was so sad. I was so upset in the beginning too, because my ex-husband and his entire family just walked away from my son, and just that sort of like closure, that sort of like boom boom, it's over, you don't have a voice in it. It really hurt my son to never have the closure to have a conversation with someone who'd been his father for 10 years. To me, that's evil and cruel, but I also know there's another side to it, and that was a blessing for my son and for me to have to come to terms with, because we don't know it's going to get this bad. And if you don't get the opportunity to say goodbye to a narcissist, I want to say that it's something you're going to come to terms with, but it is something that is good for you. It's like automatic no contact. You didn't even know that word existed. You didn't even know that that was something that was possible. So if you didn't get the chance to say goodbye, and that part inside your heart is feeling badly, feeling that you would have liked that closure, I want to assure you that the stages that you're going through right now are better if you don't ever have to see them again. And so while we yearn, because that little part of it, that little tiny part of not being able to say goodbye, it sits in our brain. And we add it to the pile of abuse. We add it to the that's not fair pile. But the reality is, it's probably one of the best gifts a narcissist can give us. Without them, of course, knowing it, they don't want to do this to be nice or anything. They're doing it because they're motherfuckers. But well, think of it as something towards your advantage, something that is good for you. And take that out of your guilt pile. Take that out of the pile that hurts every time you think about it. And think how blessed you are. Turn the messaging around on that. You are blessed because you don't have to see them again. And that outweighs that little tiny niggle inside of you. Lizelle, that word was for you, because this is our spot. Niggle. She used to always say niggle. That little niggle inside of you that yearns for closure. Even people who get to say goodbye, get to have last words with their narcissist, don't get closure. So if it was a normal person, yeah, definitely. And if someone had passed away, died suddenly, boom, you never saw them again. This is the same kind of feeling that we get inside. But if you're on a narcissist abuse channel and you're trying to learn about this, then most likely you need to go no contact. And it starts right at the very beginning. So if you didn't get to say goodbye, thank God that you're free. Because it would have never been the goodbye that you thought it would have been. This is Tracy, and the sun is coming in my eyes. So thank you for watching. Subscribe to my channel. Have a great day. Sorry my hair's a mess. It's really windy out here. Thank you.